Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi, Jay.
Well, let's look above the woods and the trees and talk about astronomy. I understand we're having a meteor shower.
Yes, isn't that exciting? Oh, this is one of those reliably exciting events that happen over the course of the year. In the case of this time of year, December, starting December 6th and continuing for a couple weeks, is something called the Geminid meteor shower.
That means it comes out of Gemini.
Right, yes, that's the place where they appear to emerge from, the meteors, these streaks of intense light through that go through the night sky. That place where they appear to come from is what astronomers call the radiant. And in the case of this meteor shower, that is in and around the constellation of Gemini, which is where, if you're a star watcher, you would find the stars Castor and Pollux. Remember the twins of mythology. So that's kind of in the south and eastern horizon. So recall that meteor showers are times of the year when there's a dramatic increase in meteors that we can observe. So we might see a falling star, shooting star, these things that are basically meteors most any time of the year, but there are periods of time when there's this dramatic increase. And that's because the Earth in its orbit is encountering the orbit of a comet orbiting the sun. As comets orbit the sun, they leave this trail of debris, dust, and larger particles of debris that just sail through the frictionless world of space while we, too, circumnavigate the sun. When we meet those trails of debris, then the debris is exposed to our Earth's atmosphere, which is everything but frictionless. So when this space debris from the comets encounter our atmosphere, upper atmosphere, so between 30 and 80 miles above the ground, they actually begin to vaporize. They're traveling at thousands of miles an hour, and they begin to vaporize in the searing friction of our atmosphere. And at that point, they are called meteoroids, because they've entered our atmosphere, and most of them will just disintegrate, vaporize before they ever come into the lower atmosphere and down to the ground. And along the way, they're creating this bright tail of light as particles of them are ionized, along with the little particles in our own atmosphere are also ionized, and these things recombine, and they give off light when they do that. And that's why we see this tail. So during the Geminids, the numbers of these that we will see will grow as we get into the denser part of the path of the comet. Now we might be seeing one or two an hour at night, but on the 13th and 14th of December is when we'll have the peak of the meteor shower. And at that point, you could be seeing hundreds in an hour. So if we can luck out and have a clear sky anytime around that time, it doesn't have to be just on the 13th and 14th. You know, these things will be increasing all along. And then following the 13th and 14th all the way out till the 18th, they'll be slowly getting fewer and fewer until we're back down to that, you know, one or two an hour by December 18th. Every now and then, one or of among us will have this incredible experience of seeing one of these meteorites, which are the pieces of debris that actually make it into the lower atmosphere and could hit the ground. I've had the chance twice, just pure luck. There's no way that you can plan for this. And in my case, it wasn't, one of them was not during any kind of a meteor shower event where there are lots of them happening. These are very tiny bits of debris. So they might be only the diameter of a ping pong ball, but they give off a huge display that looks like a big fluorescent ball of white hot light in the center. And then with other colors of light being emitted as in the cooler areas, and then with this long tail streaming behind it. It's just, you know, it definitely is a jaw-dropping, eye-popping what did I just experience kind of thing, as you know, if you've seen one. So there's always that chance and something to, you know, look forward to maybe happening one time in our lives. The rest of the meteor shower, or the meteor showers, are something we can all enjoy. I would definitely encourage people to take advantage of getting out and trying to see them.
Do we know that what comet this is? I mean, if it happens in December, it must be a comet that's out there all the time.
Yes, it's got a, one of those names that I, and I can't tell you why it's named this, but it's called 3200 Phaethon.
Okay. No, well, 3200 Phaethon comes around this time of year every year?
Yes, this is when we meet. So it's in an orbit around the sun, as are we, and there's a, this point in time of our year is when those paths cross, and that's why it happens this time of year. These intense streaks of light that we see that are meteors or meteoroids, so the things that actually come into our atmosphere, are mostly just very tiny. But yet they give off this tremendous amount of light because of the dramatic crashing and burning that's taking place of all these particles, including the ones that are part of the comet. So if you want to see this, the best thing to do, of course, is to be out after dark when the sky is clear and situate yourself in a place where you have a as wide opening to the sky as possible. Put the southern horizon in the, your peripheral vision, and then look up, directly up into the sky, but with the horizon in your peripheral vision, the southern horizon. If, especially on the 13th and 14th, or the days close to that, it's very likely that it won't be long before you'll see a brilliant streak crossing the sky.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand what's going on around us this winter.
You're welcome.